You're listening to Vatican Radio. Catholics in England and Wales are being invited to pray for all victims of human trafficking on February the 8th, the feast day of Sudanese slave girl Saint Josephine Bakita. In announcing the initiative, the bishops of England and Wales note that human trafficking now ranks as the second most profitable worldwide criminal enterprise after the illegal arms trade. They add that the practical response of the church and its charities, led mainly by women religious, is to raise awareness and to provide help and support for the most vulnerable victims. Saint Josephine Bakita is the Sudanese saint who at the age of 9 was kidnapped and sold into slavery. She suffered terribly at the hands of her kidnappers, so much so that she forgot her birth name. Her kidnappers gave her the name Bakita, which means fortunate. At the age of 35, she was bought by the Italian consul and was eventually brought to Italy, where she was entrusted to the care of the Canossian sisters in Venice. It was there that she came to know and experience God's love, becoming a Catholic in 1890 and making her final profession as a Canossian sister in 1896. For the next 50 years, she led a life of simplicity, prayer and service, always showing kindness to everyone, especially the children in the street. In her final years, she suffered from sickness and the haunting memories of the beatings and floggings she received whilst in slavery. She died in 1947 and was canonised in October 2000 by Pope John Paul II. The bishops of England and Wales decided to initiate a day of prayer for the victims of trafficking on her feast day during their last plenary meeting, after hearing from a top Metropolitan Police officer dealing with the problems of trafficking in the UK. The Archbishop of Westminster, Vincent Nichols, told us the police view the church as a vital partner in the struggle against this modern form of slavery.
He saw our role in three ways. One, of helping to build awareness. The secondly, of helping to reintegrate people who they've rescued from trafficking. And during the meeting, he gave us a couple of examples of Catholic schools who are doing that. And thirdly, and I think most importantly for him, was the support given right around the world by religious women to those caught, to the victims of trafficking. That was a point he made very powerfully and I think with great appreciation. He said, so often Catholic resources are put at our disposal where there are good circumstances in which we can interview people in an unthreatening context and where there are people who will work with the police in really caring for the victims. And that was a great, great tribute to religious women in the church today. And in order to underpin all this in a proper way, we've established a national day of prayer for victims of trafficking. And we've chosen the 8th of February because it is the feast day of Sister Josephine Bakita, whose story you will know. She was a Sudanese woman, kidnapped at the age of 9 and sold into slavery. And from 9 to 35, she was trafficked in slavery. After that, she was rescued. She became a Catholic some years later and then spent the rest of her life, 50 years, of simplicity and prayer and service of the poor. And she was canonized in October 2000. So we're going to use her as our kind of patron saint for this work in support of the victims of trafficking.
Thanks there to Archbishop Vincent Nichols of Westminster, President of the Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.